faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, on a secret radioactive island, Charlie Fox, a smuggler, reports to his partner, Roger Kilfern, on the fate of Batman and Robin.
Okay, Kilfern, you can forget all about Batman and Robin.
What did you do to the book?
I locked them in the diamond vault.
The diamond vault?
That's right. There, as you know, the rays from the stones will finish them in a hurry.
Say, boys and girls, have you ever watched a house being built? If there's one going up anywhere around your neighborhood, I'll bet you have. Because even grown-ups find it so fascinating, they'll spend hours and hours being sidewalk superintendents. And if you get tired of watching one operation, there's always something else to catch your eye. The masons pouring the concrete, the carpenters, the steelworkers putting up the framework, the bricklayers, the plumbers, the electricians, the roofers. There are many different groups of craftsmen who work together to put up a house. And each with something very important to add. Now, gang, that's the way this country was built, too. Lots of willing workers, people from all over the world, people of different races, different origins, and different religions, all contributed their skills and their cultures in an effort to build the best country on earth for themselves and their children and their neighbors' children. And so far, the building has been going very, very well, because there isn't a better place to live in the whole world than in our United States. But you're never quite finishing building anything so big as a nation. There's always something you and I and everybody else can add to make it stronger and better and a happier place for all. And just as a bricklayer could never build a satisfactory house without the carpenter to build the framework or the roofer to put the cover on it, so every single one of us is needed for the job of continuing to build our country. Remember that, gang. In order to keep our country growing straight and strong, we must work side by side with all our fellow Americans. We've got the finest blueprints to work by, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution with its Bill of Rights. And if we keep working to build according to those plans, we can't go wrong.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
On a secret island in the South Pacific, which is the source of deadly radioactive diamonds being smuggled into the United States, the famous Batman and Robin face death at the hands of the smugglers. Meanwhile, on the trail of his friends, Superman takes off from Shanghai, China, to search for the unknown island with only two slender clues to guide him. A suspicion that the island consisted in part of a meteorite and that it lay not too far from Shanghai. Now, his crimson cape streaming in the wind, Superman is rocketing through empty gray skies, his keen eyes searching the vast wastes of heaving ocean below him.
No sign of that meteoric island yet. But if there is such an island, I'll find it. I must. Away! Faster!
As the Man of Steel hurtles through the air, wheeling and darting like some great hawk, Batman and Robin give up hope at last. Propped on the floor of a large rock vault on the secret island, without strength to move, they gaze with heavy-lidded eyes at the wondrous sight of hundreds of fabulous diamonds, strewn and heaped in piles all about them. The gems, varying in size from a pebble to an oversized egg, are smoky and unpolished, but in their depths flash vivid fires, blue and red and green and orange, and they gleam through the darkness of the awesome vault like the baleful eyes of unseen beasts.
Batman.
Yes, Robin?
I'm so weak. I can't lift a finger.
Yeah, so am I. The rays from these radioactive diamonds that are getting us.
I know. How long do you suppose it'll be before we're fitted up with halos and harps?
Not long, I'm afraid. I should have left you in Shanghai to contact Superman.
Oh, brother. Oh, I'd like to see that big boy now.
Not a chance. You're the only one on the side of the law, I mean, who know about this island.
Oh, if we could only beat this radioactivity long enough to get our hands on Kilfern and Fox.
If we could, I'd go out happy.
I no use. I'm just getting weaker. Batman.
What's the matter, Robin? Robin! Robin, answer me. Poor kid. I guess he's done for. I just about am. I never thought we'd go out this way. Oh, I can't hold my head up anymore. No strength. I guess this is it.
There's a little island up ahead.
Away!
Oh, another false alarm. No meteor, no diamonds, no Batman and Robin. If that island does exist, it can't be much farther from Shanghai because I know Kilfern shuttled back and forth from it. I must find it. I must. Up! Away!
Okay, Kilfern, I'm ready. You better put your protective suit on if you're coming outside with me to the plane.
All right. All right, Bob. Hey, what about Batman and Robin? Will you leave them here?
Well, sure, if the radioactivity in the diamond vault hasn't finished them yet, it will in a few minutes.
The stone's packed in the plane.
At least $500,000 worth.
How about the lead glass coating? You sure he won't crack and let the rays out like he did on that batch we sent to Metropolis?
Don't worry, Kilfern. The coating will last long enough for us to unload all our stones and get away with our money. After that, who cares what happens? Do you?
Oh, of course I don't.
Hey, what's that noise?
I don't know.
There it is again.
It sounded like an earthquake.
Yeah, I felt the floor shake.
Hey, Foxy.
What's the matter, Joe?
Is there an earthquake?
No. Something come out of the sky.
What do you mean?
Come out of the sky, I tell you. Something blue and red, and it blasted down through the diamond vault, smashed all the smithereens, and it went shooting up into the sky again with Batman and Robin.
What are you talking about?
And that red and blue thing, whatever it was. Look, Foxy, I ain't kidding.
What?
That's it. That's him. See? He's got Batman and Robin.
I'll just put them down.
Where's my gun? Shoot him,
Fox. I'll take care of him.
Give me that gun. You ought to know that bullets can't hurt bigger men.
Oh, you want to play rough, eh, my murdering friends? All right, if you must.
Well, certainly didn't take you long, Superman.
Are you all right, Batman?
Sure. Thanks to you, chum. Still pretty weak.
How's Robin?
Well, he hasn't come around yet.
Who hasn't?
Hey, Robin.
Thank heaven.
How are you, boy?
I'm weak as a kitten, but I'm raring to go.
Now you're talking.
Attaboy.
Oh, my. Don't Kilfern and Fox look pretty? Laid out like rugs.
You said it. Hey, how did you ever find us, Superman?
Oh, a bit of deduction, plus a tip from a T-man, plus a lot of looking. I'll give you the details later. Where do the diamonds come from? Did you find out?
Sure, Superman. That hump at the end of this island is a meteor full of radioactive diamonds.
Oh, I see.
And Fox and Kilfern got wind of it somehow and took the place over. They assembled a gang and set up distribution headquarters in Shanghai and... we're all set to make more money than there is in Fort Knox.
Well, fortunately, we nipped that little scheme in the bud. Look, Batman, you and Robin stay here. This house seems to be radioactivity proof while I round up the rest of Kilfern's gang. Then we'll take a fast trip to Metropolis on the Superman Clipper and let the police and our scientists take over here.
That sounds okay to me. Let's get going, Superman.
Leaving Batman and Robin briefly, Superman rounds up the rest of the smugglers' alarmed gang. Then, placing them and their disgruntled employers in Kilfern's plane with Batman and Robin, he streaks away from the fabulous island to Metropolis. And so another thrilling and amazing adventure comes to a happy conclusion for Superman and his friends, Batman and Robin. But even as they streak confidently through the skies toward Metropolis, another menacing threat is being poised at all three of our friends. Yes, a new and dangerous adventure is awaiting them in Metropolis at this very moment. There's thrilling excitement for you in the climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Gang, earlier in this program, we were discussing how much fun it is to watch a new house being built in your neighborhood. And when the house is finished and the construction men take up their tools and move on to their next job, it's fun to meet your new neighbors, too. But boys and girls, I hope you're not the kind who think you're entitled to lord it over the new kids of the block just because you've been there a long time, because they don't yet know their way around the neighborhood. That's not the American way of doing things at all. The American way is to make it your business to meet them, be friendly, and teach them the score. It might just happen, you know, that the safety of your family and of your house may one day depend on your neighbors knowing their way around to the doctor or the nearest fire alarm box or the police. What we must always keep in mind is that, after all, America is really one giant neighborhood. And as time is counted in history, all of us are newcomers, in a manner of speaking. And what counts is not whether our ancestors moved in the neighborhood 10 years or 50 years or a century before somebody else. The important thing is that we must always be good neighbors. We must always do whatever we can to help newcomers adjust themselves, as our parents were helped by those who came before them. And it doesn't matter what their race or religion may be, or whether they speak English with a southern drawl, a western twang, a broad New England A, or a foreign accent. That's not at all important when you've got to get together to fight a fire, a flood, or a pestilence. So just remember, boys and girls, that the first rule for good neighbors is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As our story continues now, several days have elapsed since Superman's adventure on the Meteor Island. It is shortly past midnight when the insistent ringing of his bedside telephone awakens Clark Kent.
All right. Oh.
Hello, that you, Clark?
Yes, who's this?
This is Bruce.
Huh?
Bruce Wayne, Batman.
Oh, hello, Batman. What on earth?
Clark, I've got to see you right away.
Well, now, look, it's after midnight and I'm...
This is important, chum. I need your help, desperately.
Oh, well, all right. Where do you want me to meet?
I'll pick you up in front of your apartment house in 15 minutes.
Okay. Sounds terribly upset. I wonder what's up now.
15 minutes later, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, emerges from the front door of his apartment house. Just as Bruce Wayne's powerful Batmobile comes racing down the street, its powerful headlights pouring twin tunnels of light through the darkness. As the sleek, streamlined car drives to a stop in front of him, Kent opens the door and slips into the front seat beside his friend. But before he can voice the questions that form on his lips, Batman guns the engine and his car roars down the street. After they have sped through the city of Metropolis and have reached the four-lane state highway in the suburbs, does Bruce Wayne finally relax enough to turn to Kent?
Thanks for coming with me, pal.
That's all right. Can you tell me now what this is all about?
Yeah, but hold your hat, chum, because what you're about to hear is guaranteed to curl your hair.
Tensely, Clark can't wait for the grim-faced Batman to reveal the reason for his urgent request for help. And in tomorrow's episode, you'll learn that Batman was only half kidding when he warned Clark Kent that the story he was about to hear would curl his hair. So don't fail to be with us tomorrow, same time, same station, to begin a new and excitingly suspenseful story of action called The Voice of Doom on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.